5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Studio Classroom is
record.
Studio Classroom. Studio Classroom.
Please stand by.
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey, 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 welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. Your English will improve today. Of course, my name is Gabe, and here's my question for you to think about. Are you a hard worker? Do you usually finish a task much faster than other people do? Well, we are in the middle of a story about a hard-working man who had one job: to harvest a bunch of coconuts. The name of the story? The Man with the Coconuts. So now that he's done cutting the coconuts out of the trees, what will he do? Where does he need to take them? And is there a life lesson that we can learn from this man? Perhaps. Well, let's find out.
The Man with the Coconuts. All he had to do was to deliver the coconuts to the home of the owner to receive his pay. Just as Juan started on the road to the owner's house, he saw a young boy. "How long will it take to reach the owner's house?" asked Juan.
"If you go slowly," said the boy, "you will be there very soon. But if you go very fast, you will get there tomorrow."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 deliver 这个动词， L-I-V-E-R 这个字根有自由的意思，所以 deliver 是指运送或递送。例如 the pizza restaurant delivers within a 5-kilometer radius. 这家披萨店可以外送半径5公里以内的范围。Deliver 也指实现或兑现。例如 the candidate vowed to deliver the promises he had made. 这位候选人发誓他会实现他的承诺。他的名词是字尾加上 y 变成 delivery。例如 Molly likes to pay for her orders on delivery,Not with a credit card. Molly 喜欢货到付款，不喜欢用信用卡。或者是 International Express deliveries are usually quite expensive. 国际快递通常都非常昂贵。接下来我们看 pay 这个名词， pay 是指报酬或工资。例如 the president voluntarily cut his pay because the company isn't doing well. 这家公司因为营运状况不佳，总裁自愿减薪。Pay 和 payment 是不太一样的。Pay 是指你收到的钱，而 payment 是你要付出的钱。例如 the monthly payment for my cable is $21. 我的第四台月缴21块美金。Pay 也可以当动词，意思就是指付费。例如 Ellen pays her utilities through online banking. Ellen 用网络银行来缴她的水电费。
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. Let's continue learning about the man with the coconuts, whose name is...
Juan.
That's right.
That was great.
He is Juan, interesting guy.
Yes, Juan is one interesting guy. Indeed, because he likes to harvest coconuts.
Right. And he's a very hardworking guy. Now, someone else is introduced to the story in this part of the lesson. We will learn about this boy soon. But first, we read, all he had to do was to deliver the coconuts to the home of the owner to receive his pay. So what's his goal? He is going to get paid. In order to get paid, he needs to deliver these coconuts he has harvested to the owner.
Well, that doesn't seem like a very difficult job, right?
No.
Delivering the coconuts to the owner?
Yeah, I mean, he should know where the owner's house is.
Yeah, so not a big deal. But before we continue further, what does this phrase mean?
Okay, well, Rebecca and I wanted to talk about this phrase you see at the beginning. All someone has to do is something, right? This is a fun phrase. You use it when giving simple instructions or talking about somebody who just had to do something simple. All you have to do is...
For example, let's say that you have a cat like me and you're going on vacation and you ask someone to help you take care of your cat. You could say, all you have to do is feed the cat every day, just once a day for the next 3 days.
Yeah. Cats are pretty easy to take care of.
They're very easy, actually.
Yeah, because they go to the bathroom by themselves. Mm-hmm. You don't really have to do much there. All you have to do is feed the cat. Very nice example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Thank
so you. All Juan had to do in order to get paid was to deliver these coconuts to the owner's house. Just as Juan started on the road to the owner's house, he saw a young boy. Just as he was doing something, this is a good phrase to know for your writing or when speaking to somebody. This means at the exact time.
That's right. So, for example, you could say, just as I started watching a movie, my mom came home and told me to take out the garbage.
Oh, man, that's the worst. When you really want to do something, but then someone tells you to do something else.
Yeah, exactly. So, unfortunately, I couldn't watch my movie at that moment.
But that was a good example. Mm-hmm. Okay, just as I was doing something, I was reminded to do something else. So, friends, use that phrase in another way. Well, we continue on here, learning about how Juan met this young boy. He asked a question. How long will it take to reach the owner's house? I guess Juan assumes that this young boy knows the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a good question to know. How long will it take to do something? It means how much time do you need to do it?
For example, how long will it take to change a negative thought to a more positive thought?
Okay, that's a good question. I guess it will take an hour, because I don't want to think about it too long. An hour is a good amount of time, right?
Yes, an hour is a good amount of time. Well, no, actually, it takes about 3 weeks.
Are you serious?
If you want to change a negative thought, like a really bad thought, to a good thought, it could take about 3 weeks.
Oh, well, this is very interesting.
It is. We'll have to talk more about it.
Yeah, you're right about... Okay, well, friends, it is very important to have positive thoughts, okay, to think about good things. But back to our lesson, how long will it take to do something? Think of another way to ask this question, how long it takes to do something.
Now, I think it's really interesting because I thought that Juan knew where the owner's house was.
Yeah.
But he actually doesn't really seem to know because he had to stop to ask this boy where the house is, right?
Right. And so I guess this boy is a pretty important part of the story. Let's see how he responds. If you go slowly, said the boy, you will be there very soon. But if you go very fast, you will get there tomorrow.
Now, what? That doesn't even seem to make any sense. Typically, if you go fast, you should be able to arrive somewhere sooner. But that's not what this little boy is saying.
Right, exactly. So it doesn't seem to make sense. I wonder how Juan thinks about what this little boy says. I guess we'll have to wait until the next section to find out.
Yes, because obviously right here there is no answer.
But Rebecca, you know, we've already talked about how Juan is a hard-working guy. Mm-hmm. And he's doing something so that he can get paid. Could we say that that is the fruit of his labor?
You know something, Gabe? I'm actually really glad that you brought up the phrase fruit of one's labor and bitter fruits.
Is that, and I didn't say bitter fruits.
Right, but fruit of one's labor. Uh-huh. But then there's another phrase that we want to learn about too, and that is bitter fruits.
Okay, so we're going to talk about these phrases in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Today, we are going to share two expressions that have to do with fruit. The first one is fruit of one's labor.
I remember teacher Ken told me that in order to prepare for our lessons on Studio Classroom, our teachers have to put in a lot of hard work. Then we can enjoy the fruit of our labor when we teach in front of the camera.
Teacher Ken is right! And fruit is often used to represent the positive end result of something.
And the word labor means physical work. When hard work brings good results, you can see the fruit of one's labor.
While fruit is often a good thing, there are bitter fruits. When a fruit is bitter, it doesn't taste very good. So the bitter fruits refers to negative results or consequences.
You'll notice with this phrase that an S has been added to the word fruit, fruits. We also usually include the word the at the beginning, the bitter fruits.
For example, he parties every night and his poor grades are the bitter fruits.
我们来看看 fruit of one's labor 这个用语。 Labor 在这里是指劳动、劳碌， fruit 是果子， 所以 fruit of one's labor 就是指经劳碌而得的成果。 例如， I worked very hard, now I can enjoy the fruit of my labor. 我工作很努力， 我现在享受劳碌所带来的成果。 注意 labor 的英式拼法是 L-A-B-O-U-R, labor. 接下来来看什么是坏果子, the bitter fruits. Bitter是苦涩的,果子不甜,当然不好吃。 因此,the bitter fruits是用来形容一些负面的结果。He parties every night. His poor grades are the bitter fruits. 他每天夜夜笙歌,结果就是成绩一落千丈。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次顶端见。 A classroom, student classroom,
student classroom, student classroom. Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning all about Juan, the man with the coconuts. So, what was his job? He had to harvest coconuts, deliver the coconuts to the owner's house so that he could receive his pay. Yes, you learned the words deliver and pay, as well as some other cool phrases. Well, he asked a boy along the way, how long will it take to get to the owner's house? The boy said something interesting, right? If you go slowly, you'll get there very soon. But if you go fast, you will get there tomorrow. Was that a foolish answer? Or was that an intelligent thing to say? Ah, foolish and intelligent. Those are two words that will appear in the next section of today's lesson. And what does Juan think about this little boy? Well, let's find out now.
The man with the coconuts. What a foolish boy, thought Juan. That boy is not very intelligent. Then Juan began to hurry down the road. As he pulled the horse along at a fast speed, coconuts began to fall out of the loaded baskets. Juan had to stop to pick up the coconuts and to adjust the load on the horse's back. Now I have lost time, Juan thought. I have to hurry to make up for lost time.
OK, 继续我们看 foolish这个形容词, foolish是指愚笨的或傻的。 例如, it's so foolish of you to trust such a con man. 你实在太傻了,会信任这个骗子。 或者是 I felt so foolish waiting for you for hours in the pouring rain. 我在大雨中等你等了好几个小时,我觉得自己好傻。如果去到字尾的 ish, fool 可以当名词,意思就是傻瓜。也可以当动词,意思是愚弄或欺骗。 例如, these boys are fools to think that they can fool their teachers. 这些男孩实在太愚昧了，以为自己可以骗得过老师。 最后我们看的是 intelligent 这个形容词 intelligent 是指聪明的或者是理解力强的 例如 Howard is an extremely intelligent boy He can excel in any academic field he chooses Howard 是位绝顶聪明的男孩 他可以在所选的任何学业领域上有突出的表现 他的名词是字尾的T 变成CE 变成intelligence 意思是聪明才智 是一个不可数名词 例如 The CEO handled the crisis with great intelligence and calmness. 这位执行长以极高的智慧与冷静处理了这个危机. And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. Now we get to see what Juan thinks about this young boy. I hope it's positive. Here's what he says. What a foolish boy. Wow, what a harsh statement. What a foolish boy. Well, before we continue, let's take a look at that exclamation, what a something. This is a fun phrase to know. It's a response or reaction to something. You use it to express your opinion about something or somebody.
For example, let's say that you just saw someone win, a kid, mm-hmm. win this amazing competition, maybe a spelling competition or a math competition. You might say, wow, what a smart kid.
Oh, nice.
Or if you see this really cute kitty, you might say, what a cute kitten.
Those are two excellent examples. What an excellent example, Rebecca.
Well, thank you. I do try.
Or friends, if you want to talk about two or more things, just drop the A. What excellent examples.
Ah, yes. Well said. Well, we continue on. That boy is not very intelligent. Then Juan began to hurry down the road. As he pulled the horse along at a fast speed, coconuts began to fall out of the loaded baskets. Dun, 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 dun.
Is that the sound the coconuts made on the ground?
Yeah, the coconuts are falling out of the baskets.
Yeah, they are. Okay, so this is an interesting sentence here. He pulled the horse along. That's just another way of saying he was riding the horse. He was pulling the horse along. But we want to talk about this phrase, at a something speed, at a fast speed. This is just another way of saying something is going quickly. And you could use the word slow there as well.
For example, Faith seems to be working at a slow speed today. Slower than normal. I really hope she's okay.
I hope so too. Well, I think we're moving along through our lesson at a pretty good speed. We read on here about these coconuts falling out of the baskets. Juan had to stop to pick up the coconuts and to adjust the load on the horse's back. All right, well, he has one goal, to deliver the coconuts to the owner's house so that he can get paid. But it seems like these coconuts are slowing him down.
Well, is it the coconuts?
Yeah.
That are slowing him down, or is it his fast speed that's slowing him down?
Wait, how can your fast speed slow you down?
Well, it's because he's going so fast, and that's causing the coconuts to fall out.
Oh.
Something to think about.
So that's why it pays to listen. It would have paid for him to listen
to the boy.
To the boy.
But he thought the boy was foolish mm-hmm. and not very intelligent. Well, we read this last line. Mm-hmm. Now I have lost time, Juan thought. I have to hurry to make up for lost time.
Now that is another great phrase we want to talk about. Of course, if you lose time, that means you wasted time in some way. So sometimes we want to make up for lost time. Okay, this means to do something faster or more often now because you had wasted time before.
That's right. So let's say that you're at work and you wasted time at work because maybe you were late or you were talking with people you shouldn't have been talking to. Mm-hmm. You could say, well, in order to make up for a lost time, we're going to have to work late tonight.
Well, that's not very nice.
No.
You know, speaking of time, Rebecca,
mm-hmm.
I don't think we have a lot of time left.
Oh, no. But we do have time to go to the
SC Challenge.
Hey everyone, welcome to the SC Challenge. Well, let's go ahead and meet our very brave players. We have...
Hello everyone, my name is Luke, and I'm glad to have fun today.
Hey everybody, Jack here. Luke, I hope you brought your game.
Oh, I think Jack thinks he is going to win. We shall find out. Well, today's lesson is called The Man with the Coconuts, and this man is Juan. So, we have a few questions about Juan and the story, so let's see who can answer the questions the fastest. First question, where did Juan have to deliver the coconuts? A, the market. B, the night market. C, the owner's house. Or D, the owner's workplace. Yes, Luke.
I think he was trying to deliver them to the owner's house.
That is correct. Good job. 1 point for Luke. Next, who does Juan meet along the way? A, a dog. B, a boy. C, a biker. Or D, an old man. Yes, Jack?
I think that would be a boy.
B, a boy?
B, a boy.
That is correct. Good job. 1 point for Jack. 1 point for Luke. Last question. What happened when Juan drove his wagon quickly? A, he arrived at the house fast. B, the coconuts fell out. C, his horse got hurt. Or D, nothing happened. Yes, Luke?
Well, I think since he was going too fast, the coconuts were falling out of the wagon.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
B, the coconuts fell out? Yes, that is correct. Well, Luke does have 2 points, so he is today's winner. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us. And of course, gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. And we will see you all next time for the SC Challenge.
Well, that was a fun game, that SC Challenge. We're not finished with our games today, Rebecca. Here's a little game for you.
Okay, I like games.
Okay, the four words were deliver, pay, the noun, foolish, and intelligent. Fill in the blank. Friends, you too. I am so excited about Friday because that's when I will get my...
payday. Paycheck.
My pay.
My pay.
Exactly.
Get my pay.
I'm sure you got the correct answer too, friends.
Well, thank you for joining us. We'll see you all next time right here on Studio Classroom. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. Warm as the sun. Yeah. A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.